It was a strange tale he related.
A few nights back, I was out on one of my rambles in Mossflower Wood when I saw an odd thing. Two little lights, pale, flickering flames, dancing about in the darkness, as pretty as you please. At first, I felt like going to see just what they were. But something warned me not to show myself, so I stayed in a yew thicket. Then I spotted the stoat. He was a fat, raggedy vermin, swigging away at a big flask of grog. I could smell the stuff even from where I was. It was fell, probably made from bogweed and withered berries. So I watched Mr. Stoat. He was bumbling along, bumping into everything, and singing a vermin drinking song that would curl your ears. He caught sight of the two little flames, the fool. Giggling like a dibbon and offering him drinks of grog, he goes staggering off after those tiny lights. I stayed where I was for a moment, and went off quietly, following to see what had happened. Now, I know my way round Mossflower better than most beasts, and I could tell that we were near to the eastern marshes. Not a place that any creature with a grain of sense would go wandering about in the dark of night. I stopped on firm ground and saw it all. The lights led that old raggy stoat on a right merry dance, jigging about just out of his reach. Round and round they danced him. Then they took off, straight over the marshes. Before I could do anything, the stoat chased after the two lights. Needless to say, he went down into the swamp like a stone, right up to his chin, and sinking fast he was, with the two little lights hovering over him. I couldn't quite make it all out, but they seemed to be whispering to the stoat, something about whites, hissing soft like it sounded like whites. Then he was gone, under the mud, never to be seen again. I've never liked vermin, as you know, but I felt a bit sorry for the stoat being murdered in that horrible way. I say murdered, because that's what those two pretty little flames did to the poor fool. Lured him off and murdered him. So I decided to trail the lights and see where they went. 2 points east and 1 point south, they added, or, as otters and shrews say, east-south-east. Then it was me that felt foolish. The tiny flames vanished altogether, just afore dawn. Aye, there I was, trailing empty air. I began to doubt I'd ever seen those two little lights. So I had a bite of breakfast, a drink from a stream, and climbed an elm tree to get my bearings. There's some nice country over that way. Parts I've never seen. But I recognised the big hill over to the east. I'd seen it before, but never been there. Huge high mound, all covered in trees and woodland. Did those little flames go to the hill? I decided to go and take a look myself. It was a stretch of the paws, I can tell you. Daylight was beginning to fade when I made it to a stream running round the base of the main mound. Things seemed to grow thicker in that part. There was no shortage of growing victuals, apples, pears, nuts and berries, all up and ripened, well before autumn. It felt warmer, too. Just like those places the old sea otters tell about, beyond the sunset over the great seas. Just then, I hears birds cawing and cackling, carrion birds, crows and the like. Four of them. I saw them flat by. They didn't spot me. Next thing, they were gone. Crossing the stream, I found the place. An entrance all grown over with reeds and trailing vines. Well, being a prince of mouse thieves, I'd never turn away and leave it unexplored, so in I went.